Hello again, you're listening to the News at One on Radio One. As you heard in the headlines, the energy regulator has issued proposals on water charges, which would see households paying just under a quarter of a cent per litre. What does all of that mean in the average household? Paul McGowan has been talking to our reporter Martina Fitzgerald.
Okay, well, we're proposing a charge for metered customers of €2.44 per 1,000 litres of water that they use. If they use both services, i.e. if they have both water and a wastewater service from Irish Water, then the charge will be €4.88 per 1,000 litres. We have calculated that the average charge across the households that are customers of Irish Water will be €238. What you'd have to bear in mind is that some households are not principal residences, such as holiday homes. Then you've got people who will consume very low amounts of water and those who will consume high amounts of water. But our calculations show that if you take all the revenue that Irish Water expect to earn across all the households of that are customers of Irish Water, the average will be €238. So we're satisfied that we meet the requirement that was set down by the government in its ministerial direction, that the average should be no more than €240.
But is that based on the same usage that the government were proposing and the same number of people in a household?
Well, no. The usage that the government would have been using would have been based on information that was available at the time. Since then, Irish Water have been able to carry out an analysis of consumption in households that have already been connected to the system. And for example, what we've identified and we're putting out there in terms of our proposals is that a single person household consumes 66,000 litres of water a year. For every additional person in the house, there's a consumption of 21,000 litres per year. Now, that 21,000 is an important number. For example, the government had suggested that the free allowance for children would be 38,000 litres. The proposals that we're putting out suggest that, in fact, the normal consumption of additional people in a house, child or adult, is 21,000 litres.
So your charge may be marginally less, but the usage you're basing on it is much
The usage is less, yes. And I think it's very important that we do use the most up-to-date data that we have. Because, well, for example, if we had stuck with the 38,000 litres for the child allowance, you would effectively have a situation where people who had no children would be cross-subsidising households who had children. And the ministerial direction was very clear that the water charge is to be on the basis of the number of adults in a household. And that's what we've struck here today, a very simple charging mechanism based on the number of adults in a household. So every household gets a free allowance of 30,000 litres and every child in a household gets 21,000 litres.
And that was the energy regulator Paul McGowan talking to our political correspondent Martina Fitzgerald. We're joined on the line now by Sinn Féin spokesman Brian Stanley. Brian Stanley, this is more or less what we were expecting. Is that how you view it?
Well, the fact is that what's been announced today hasn't been what people were expecting. Certainly, it hasn't been what the Taoiseach has been telling us in the Dáil and what the media has been briefed on since Christmas. What we have here is a situation is that in a household where there are two adults, their charge will be for the first 6 months will be based on an annual charge of €278 per annum. And the Taoiseach was talking about a figure of 240. And I think that's very convenient. This is happening when the Dáil is in recess, with the local election results and European election results counted and stacked away, that we're now in a situation where we have this announcement today. And I've amplified this many times, that the reason that I believe that it was always going to be coming in August was for that reason. There is no cheap water. There is no small bills out of this announcement today, Richard.
Now, that figure you gave us, that 278 for a household with two adult occupants, that's based on water and wastewater. If it's water or wastewater, it's 139.
That's correct, but the facts are is that the vast majority of households that are connected to the public water supply have both systems, both in and out systems. In other words, that they have they also have a connection to the public sewer. They're not on a standalone septic tank. Those houses that are on a septic tank, the charge will be half for them, because obviously they've only a one-way service.
Now, the free allowance has been maintained at 30,000 litres a year per household.
The free allowance has, but I mean, the based on the figures that they have announced there today, the charge, and I mean, talking about it, it's been announced as being an easing charge, was that the term I read that's been used to describe it. It's no easing. The facts are is that this is €278 for a two-person household, two adults, and if this is the easing charge, it shows what's coming down the line. We must also consider here that a lot of households, what we're talking about has been an adult, is people over 18 years of age. And there'll be some of your listeners there today who will have children over 18 years of age, maybe in college, but their address will be their home address. So they will be charged, for example, a couple with two children in college, they will be charged for four adults. So they're going to have a charge of almost €600 based on the average charge for the year.
Because they won't get the free allowance per child.
They won't get the free allowance per child, but the child or their dependent children will be either living at home or could be in college or could be at home and being unemployed with no income, which is very, very common these days. So those households are really going to be put to the pin of the collar. It shows that the government have gone for the most expensive option in establishing Irish Water. There's been a huge corporate cost to establish this huge corporate structure, €180 million on top of what the local authorities was already spending. And I've highlighted this many times. This is what we're now going to pay for. They've gone for a very, very expensive option.
But and if they run an efficient company, and if they reinvest in the company, fix the leaks, give people good water quality throughout the country, isn't that what people wanted?
Well, this is exactly the point. They've spent €180 million setting up a corporate structure, and that hasn't replaced 1 metre of leaking pipes. That's the facts. They haven't started off in a very good way. And it's worth just recalling as well is that before Irish Water was set up, there was roughly €300 to €400 million a year going into pipe replacement or what's called mains rehabilitation, actually fixing leaks. That hasn't improved. That has actually got worse. But just in terms of the effects on households, we've seen nothing here in relation to the people who have disabilities. What happens with those people, people who have a need for extra water usage, maybe because of the level of disability that they have or the type of disability that they have? Those people haven't been catered for here. And the huge group that hasn't been catered for at all, of course, is the people who simply will not be able to pay this. The people who are in negative equity, the people whose incomes have collapsed, the people who are earning one third of what they were earning 5, 6, 7 years ago, and I certainly know many of them. Those people are already overstretched. I was dealing with people this morning who are facing back to school costs.
All right.
and scratching their heads on that.
Just before you go on to other costs that people might have to put up with, I just want to ask you about. There's an interesting figure in here. I'm not sure how it might be explained, if you could understand it. The regulator says additional fee allowances per child have been reduced from 38,000 litres a year to 21,000, a considerable increase, based on new research on consumption levels. Do you accept that?
I don't accept that. What they're saying there is that the average child in a household, and if you take it, if you have teenagers in a house under 18 years of age, we take them as being counted as a child. Their consumption will not be 21,000.
How do you know
the
that?
The adult usage is 60,000.
How do you know that they won't be 21?
I would be very surprised. Anybody who has teenage children in the house will know that the amount of water that they use will be similar to what an adult uses in the house. I would find it hard to believe that the consumption of water by those children will be one third of what the adult is using. And
isn't there a fact, Brian, though, that there's a harsh lesson here for all of us, teenagers or otherwise, is that we're going to have to cut down, spend less time in the shower, spend less time in the bath, and generally spend less water, and we will do that. Experience would suggest, if we're paying for it, and we know how much we're paying for it.
Well, from the point of view of water conservation, I would actively promote that. And I mean, it's a good thing if people can reduce the amount of water that they're using. But the facts here are this, is that by putting a meter on a house or by doing surveys such as they've done, you can't say that if there's 1,000 gallons of water goes into a meter into a house, that the adults are using so much and the children are using so much. This figure is being plucked out of the air.
All right.
This is not based on any material evidence.
All right. There we have to leave it. Thanks, Brian Stanley there of Sinn Féin on the